Remember when we used to have to do mic checks because we were still learning?
Yes.
And now look, we're like seasoned pros, right?
Absolutely. We're number one podcasters right now.
We are the number one. We're your number one in my heart, this podcast is. There we go. So yesterday when I was at the salon getting my hair done, I heard the lady and the one lady, she was laughing. And she was laughing at our show. She was watching it. Yes. I know.
When you came in, did she immediately recognize you?
Well, no, she knows me. And then she
oh, okay. I got you.
So I've made it this far without answering what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. They're always like, what do you do? And I'm just like, oh, you know, like just little creative stuff. And they're like, oh, like flyers. I'm like, you know, sort of stuff. Like a fly under the radar. And then finally yesterday, I was like, well, I got a little podcast. And so they thought that was so cool. So I showed them my podcast. And so they were watching it the whole time. So I thought that was so fun. Does anyone ever tell you that they watch our show?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, they love it.
Aw.
They love it. And my circle's small too. So
that's not true.
Yeah, my circle is small.
That's not true. I went to the mall with you.
True.
Okay.
Well, I think my circle is small.
So you want to, okay. How many times did we get stopped in the mall for like, we were at the mall for like 1 hour. How many times do you think you got stopped?
I can't recall.
Yeah.
You guys were shopping together?
No, it was a business thing.
No, I'm talking about the first time we went to the mall. Oh, wait.
What happened the first time?
Oh. You smelled like 19 different colognes and I just stood there waiting. But then I had him.
What day was that? That day?
That day.
No.
Yes. What? Marcus, did you black out?
I think I blacked out.
No, you didn't. Okay, well, then I get to tell the story. So
I remember.
After we left here, we had to get a gift for Nikhil to go to Spain.
Yes.
For his mamacita. Mm. So first we went to Macy's in the home goods department. And we picked up like every towel. Marcus like, get her a pot holder. I'm like, that's not gonna do. He's like, picture frame. Like he could give a shit, you know. Marcus, you were that fucked up.
Yeah, I was fucked up.
Oh wait. Okay. Do you remember the sequence of orders, like of where places we went? That's it. Places.
Places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went to Moli's.
Okay, that's cool. Yep, went to the mall, then Mole.
Yeah. Mole?
Yes. It's Mole. Yeah. Then here.
Then here.
Okay, then the house.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, this doesn't sound as... Okay, so anyways, I'm glad that people listen to the show.
Yeah.
And you are well known because that day at the mall, we couldn't get, like, literally, you know how there's, like, little kiosks? Mm-hmm. Like, every three... This man's acting like he wasn't there. He's like, tell me more.
The hot sauce.
Oh my God, yes.
The hot sauce, yeah.
Wait, did you just remember that now?
It just hit me.
So then Marcus wanted to stop at the hot sauce store. And he wants to try hot sauce after Hey Hey's. And he wants to try the hottest hot sauce. And there's this white guy in there that's like, you know when they're so white, they're pink? Like there was like this pink man there. And I was thinking.
He was a pink man.
I'm not doing this. And Marcus is like, just try it. And I'm like, no, I'm going to pass, actually. And then, you know how they give you like a chip as like a sample? Well, that's how we ended up at Mole. Because homeboy thought like that was his appetizer. Just plowing down those chips. I'm like, are you hungry? Like, do you need something to eat?
That's fucked up.
He was just jump.
I literally tried them to every hot sauce in there. I had like 13 chips. 13, yes. 14 chips.
Yes.
Like, he's like, Mommy, can we get this? Mommy, can we go here?
And they were all so good. Like, when I thought I found like one, that was okay, this is it.
This is so good.
Like, shit is so fucking good.
Like, he was the hot sauce cheerleader.
Man.
And then I don't even think you bought anything.
I bought three of them. That was a good field trip. That was a good field trip.
That's fucking right.
Emily and her magic school bus was popping up, going to places.
But every time we would get anywhere, someone, he'd be like, oh, what's up? And I'm just standing there. Next one, what's up? What's up? So your circle is definitely not small.
I mean, people are probably familiar with me, but as far as my circle, it's something like totally different. But yeah, people do watch our content, and it's a lot of good feedback. They say we got good chemistry. I think we got good chemistry.
Yeah.
And things just flow.
Our second field trip to the mall was a business thing. And I said, Marcus, quote, can you just have my back? And he's like, yeah, I got you. And then I look over and he's like posted up and he looks scary. And all of a sudden, the guy that I came to meet was like, he's not here anymore. I'm like, the fuck? Wonder if you scared him away.
No.
You scared away my business transaction.
I doubt it. It was kind of funny.
No, it was funny, actually. It was funny. You took it very literal. You understood the assignment. You learned that at trash school?
Yeah.
How to be?
Solid Waste Academy.
Okay, Solid Waste Academy. Yeah. That's where you learned that.
Yeah.
How was your week?
My week was pretty good. I'm ready to fly out. You know, I'm about to go take flight. So that got me through the week, knowing that I'm about to take off.
Yeah. When do you leave?
Monday.
Oh, good. Okay. That's good.
I'll bring you guys back some souvenirs.
Like what? Cocaine?
Nice.
You're going to Colombia. Is there a different souvenir?
Absolutely. There's all different types of souvenirs. There's paintings. There's different photos. I can bring you back some, you know. No. I can actually bring you back some refrigerator magnets.
I can magnets. Bring you back
some bottle openers.
Bottle opener. We can always hats. Know. Bottle opener is perfect.
Yeah
that'll be good. Would you ever go to India?
No.
You have no desire to go to India?
No.
That's okay. She said she's never going back.
Was a bad experience?
I just was like transplanted there
for an extended period. That's fucked up.
And I was like, just not having it. It gets kind of old. Just like.
How was the food?
Food was gas.
Yeah, what? The food is so good.
I just ask him.
But like, you could get that on Okeechobee. You know what I mean? You don't need to fly all the way.
That's fucked up.
That's not true. That's fucked up. That is not true. Podcast, if you heard that, no, you didn't.
Some exotic shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's good. It's better. No, that's not true. Wow, you just did the ultimate plug for Taste of India. That, no, India.
She canned it. Okeechobee? Ain't nothing but gas stations and fucking fast food.
There's like 3 Indian restaurants on Okeechobee Boulevard alone.
I've never seen it.
Okay, so, well, Jamaica you've been to, right? Obviously.
Yes.
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 Like a lot of times?
Yes.
Have you lived there?
If you want to call it summers, yeah.
I do feel like that counts, actually. Yeah. I feel like anytime. Yeah. Every summer?
Pretty frequent, yeah.
Damn. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, my grandfather used to just give me money and just tell me to go.
Damn. What did your people do?
I was just like that kid that, you know, flying in that everybody waits for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, where my family's from in Jamaica, it's not really the most, I guess, economically stable area.
Mm-hmm.
Back in those days, in the early 90s, if you wanted water, you have to go catch the water and bring it back to the house.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed doing that. We used to move goats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
See, you would like India.
Yeah, when I was 14, 15.
What do you mean you don't like places with sidewalks now?
American driver's test in the literal room in India online. I slept on a cot for like 60 days straight. I felt like
you was there for 2 months?
Oh, more than that, I think. It's definitely more.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got dropped off.
Oh, you have no idea. We've been through some shit. I had to say goodbye to her in 7th grade at a bus stop before she went to a field trip. And I was just like, bye, baby. I didn't know when I'll see her again. I had to go to India, and I didn't know when I would see her. And it was so hard. And then finally, when I could get her there, then, you know, she came. But, like, yeah, no, it was a lot. It was definitely a lot.
Gotta be.
My science teacher got me fucking surfing around for fossils. My family's overseas in India.
Yeah, she went on a field trip and she said,
I'm in this fucking creek and they're like, try not to cry. And I'm
like, what the fuck?
You shark teeth right now?
Had to leave her.
I'm not feeling that right now.
Yeah, because we couldn't take her out of school.
Yeah.
And Nikhil and Devi at that time were so little, we could. So we put them in school in India,
mm-hmm.
and we had to leave her. And I had no return flight. I had no idea when I would be back. Like, it was a lot. It was crazy. But my mom, she was sick. So, like, you know, we we had to go, and that was it. But yeah, that was wild. So speaking of, like, you know, different cultures and stuff, Jamaicans, like, don't you guys believe in, like, voodoo and things like that? How come everyone says that?
Everyone says that? I think that's people more a French, like, Haitian thing.
Oh, they believe in voodoo.
Yeah.
So
Jamaicans don't call it voodoo.
What? Oh, but it's a thing? Like, which, like a witchcraft?
I don't know. I don't know.
So I have a surprise for you, Marky Mark. Since we're close to Halloween also.
What's the surprise now?
We have a tarot card reader here.
Really?
And she's very good. And have you ever had your tarot cards read?
No, but I had my palm read before.
What did it say?
Everything that's...
It says, you've been active. No, I'm...
No, I didn't say that. That got to come. Edit.
Okay. All right. I'm so sorry. So without further ado, we're going to bring in Chrissy. Marcus, I hope your grandma doesn't watch our show. Does she?
No.
Okay, good.
No, she doesn't.
Does she know you have one?
No.
Okay. No. That's good. So Chrissy, will you introduce yourself? And then Marcus was saying he's only ever had his palm read. So maybe tell us what's the difference.
Yeah. So my name is Chrissy, and I've had the pleasure of being with Kana House Studios a few times, reading tarot at their different events. So it's really awesome to be back here. So yeah, my name is Chrissy, and I'm the founder of Arcana Yoga and Tarot.
Awesome.
So yeah, Arcana Yoga is mostly a yoga studio, but it's informed by tarot. So we have tarot events, tarot readings. We actually have two coming up led by me. So we're doing...
Okay.
A yoga or a tarot like introduction course that's going to be on the 13th of October, and then a more like in-depth tarot workshop that's going to be over the weekend of the 20th and the 19th. I don't know when this is airing, but yeah, it's just kind of like a whole wellness space.
Sweet.
For that's yoga so cool. And tarot. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Just hearing you say that puts me like in a zen.
Yeah.
Zen
style
of mind.
Yeah.
Zen-ish.
Okay, well, walk us through the process. And then I was telling Marcus that you were like the real deal. You guys have no idea. Chrissy, like, why? I gotta move this thing. Chrissy literally, like, was here through some wild times for me. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out tonight.
Yeah, so tarot is actually, people think that it's some like old ancient practice, but it's actually really not. It began like kind of in like the 19th century, so it's not some like old ancient practice.
Gotcha.
People read tarot in different ways, and it's a form of what they call divination. So people use tarot as a tool to kind of pull out different themes in your life, and it operates in the past, the present, and the future. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes tarot will tell you kind of what you already know and then give you insight and advice on how to move forward. Sweet. With things that are happening in your life.
Okay.
And it's kind of freaky. So like I've read before for the Kana family, and they're, yeah, like, oh my God, like I have no idea how the cards knew that, and kind of give advice on how to move forward. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I'm so okay. Excited.
So yeah, you want your cards read?
Let's do it.
Yay, I'm do so it. Excited. Okay.
So everyone reads cards differently, and I kind of have my own little like ritual.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm gonna do first is I'm gonna use my sage to cleanse the deck. So this is my working deck.
Okay.
And the reason that I use sage is because I use this deck a lot. Like I'll read a few times a week. So I use my sage to kind of just like bring in, or not even bring in, the opposite, to kind of like
cleanse
okay. the deck from like
old. Like a reset type of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. So I always do this. And so sage comes from like Native American. I'm like so nervous. I don't
why?
Know
why. Is it the cameras, you think, or the lights?
I don't know. But like in a good way, though. Like I'm excited
good.
To be here.
Yay.
I'm like lighting this. I'm like, ooh, I'm kind of shaking.
Listen, the whole Kana family loves us and Chrissy. You. So we all love you.
Thank you. So I'm going to use this smoke that's kind of rolling. And I'm going to use that to go over the deck. And then sorry for like the dead air. And then I'm going to hand the deck to you.
Okay. Already?
Yeah. And then I'm going to, and this kind of, I do this with all my readings. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just to kind of to take a moment with the deck. And so this moment can be for you to allow your energy to kind of like surround and saturate the deck.
Okay.
So just a little moment of intimacy. So you might want to close your eyes or maybe imagine yourself and the deck surrounded by the same light. So just taking a moment with the deck. And if you have a question, maybe placing that question in your mind, using that moment now to kind of let that question surround the deck. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. I'm getting a kick out of this one.
No, you know, when I'm so excited, I can't like contain myself. Poor Mark. That's true.
This is different.
And then whenever you're ready, you can just hand the deck back.
Marcus, I hope you're thinking what I'm thinking. Because yeah. I'm thinking something for you.
What we were just talking about. Oh, I'm afraid.
No, come on, what we were just talking about. Like, don't tell me, don't tell me.
What?
No, like, you know.
And then whenever you're ready, you can just hand the deck back to me.
Wait, can I text him or no?
You can, but don't tell me what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to text
him. But you know, if you want to like chat about it, you can. So then what I'm going to do now is I'm going to shuffle the deck until I'm like intuitively called to stop.
Okay.
And then we're going to pull a few cards.
Okay.
And then
you text me?
Then I'm going to do the reading from there. So you can ask the question out loud if you want to, or the way that I prefer to do it is to like go blind. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like a venture like this? Okay, fine. No or no? Are you giving me dirty looks?
No.
All right, fine.
So I'm going to start shuffling, and the shuffle might take a few seconds. I'm going to try to make it quick because I know that we're like on podcast.
No, girl, take your time. Take a big deep breath and take your time. No, don't worry about that. It's all good. You take, like, seriously, it's all good. Plus, they edit, you know, so if they have to, they'll just speed things up.
So the cool thing about tarot is that there are so many different themes that run through the deck that have to do with like love, finance, relationships, like with your family, that could come up in this reading. So regardless of how like specific or vague your question might be, like the theme really might come up in the reading.
Okay.
Wow.
So we will see what comes up. One thing too that I kind of already iterated is that sometimes the tarot tells us what we already know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like an affirmation of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully it resonates. So I always like to say, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. And then after we do our reading, I'd love to hear what's going on and see what did resonate.
Okay.
So kind of see like what lines up.
You know, the kids went first.
Okay.
So at an event, and they were like, oh my gosh, you.
They were shook.
Yes. They were like, you have to go do this.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah. Sometimes when I do, well, not sometimes, like every time I go to an event, like the events that you hold, or like I'll read at parties and stuff like that, people will leave my readings like crying. Like,
yeah.
Damn.
Like they were like so moved. So
yeah.
It's like legit. It's a legitimate practice.
It's wild. Duck went too, right?
We all went.
Yeah, and then I was last to go in the family, and then yeah, it was intense. It was really cool. All
right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna pull three cards, and then if I feel called to pull a fourth, sometimes I do that as an affirmation card if I want to get more information. But I'm gonna start with three, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay. Maybe we take some cell phone shots too.
Okay. So right away, this is like a really profound, strong reading. And I'm going to go a little bit through like the anatomy of the deck, which I always like to do just to bring some context. So it doesn't sound like I'm just randomly chatting. So I'm going to start with explaining what Arcana is, which is kind of where my studio's name comes from.
Yeah.
So there's the major Arcana and the minor Arcana of the deck. It's just kind of two ways the deck is classified. And so the major Arcana are a few cards that symbolize like big life events or things that have like really emotionally charged or important things happening in your life. And these are like these big cards. So we pulled two of these in these readings that you see in movies. It's like the Death card or like the Tower or the High Priestess. It's like these big face cards you normally see in movies. And then we have the minor Arcana, which are separated into four different suits, like a normal playing deck would be categorized in, which we have one card. So we're starting off with Justice. We move into Death. And then we move into, and don't be scared, Death is one of my favorite cards.
Wait, we love Marky.
No, Death is one of my favorite cards of the whole deck, which we will get into, I promise. And then we move into the Suit of Pentacles. And the Suit of Pentacles, we're going to be talking about finances, money, and the workplace. So that's kind of going to be a theme of the reading in general.
Okay.
All right. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, so justice. Also, we're going to be talking about past, present, and future here as well. That's the three cards that I've pulled. So we're going to be kind of moving in like a sequential order as we move through this reading.
Okay.
So justice is where we're beginning. Justice is a really awesome card. And in general, if we're looking at the justice card by itself, this is a card of fairness. It's a card that brings about themes of making just decisions. And especially like the theme of decision making in itself.
Gotcha.
So oftentimes when the justice card is brought into a reading, it's usually when not only decisions need to be made, but they're important decisions that need to be made with a sound, just mind. Also, the person that's depicted in this card, at first glance, you might think that this is a man because it's sitting on a throne. And oftentimes when we see cards in the deck with someone on a throne, it's a man like sitting on the throne. But this card is actually a woman. And so it also brings about themes of like intuition, softness, like that kind of feminine energy. So we're beginning the reading with the Justice card. This is the card kind of in the immediate past. So it's setting the theme of the reading, moving through making a decision where it's an important life decision, major arcana card, where we're needing to move from a place of intuition, making a sound and just decision from that place of intuition. So that's how we're starting this reading. That's like the kind of general theme.
So good.
Okay, cool. Right. So that's like where we're beginning this
reading. Yes. Sweet.
Then we're moving into the Death card. And so that kind of card always brings like a shudder into people. But it's one of my favorite cards in the whole deck. And because it really shouldn't be called the Death card, it really should be called the Rebirth card. Death in this reading, or not even in just this reading, in all readings, it symbolizes the beginning of something new. Mm-hmm. It's like rising from the ashes. Death in the whole Arcana Tarot universe symbolizes the beginning of a whole new cycle. The Death card, I don't know, like if you can see, it depicts like a skeleton riding on a horse. And every time you see a horse in the tarot deck, it symbolizes forward movement. Like it's not a dead horse, like it's a horse that's alive moving through something. And so this card symbolizes like the beginning of something brand new. And it's in the present. And so what we're looking at here is stepping into a brand new chapter. And so if we read this together, the Justice and the Death card together, we've made a decision, or we've, it's already happened in the past. So we're making this decision that is firing up the brand new beginning of something. And what is this something? It is the flourishing and the abundance of a financial endeavor. So this card, it is the Nine of Pentacles, and this card comes after a lot of hard work has been done and you were watching your money grow, essentially. So if you look at the depiction of this card, again, I don't really know if you can see very well, but this person is, underneath this person is all of this money that's like growing out of a bush. And he's so unconcerned with his money that he's like looking up at a bird and he's like, I don't even give a shit about my money because I've done all my work. And it's just like, it's not even a worry of mine because all my hard work has been done and I'm not even worried about it. And so it's a card of like total financial fulfillment. The work has been done and you can just kind of sit back and chill. Like that's what this card symbolizes. It's a really beautiful card.
Kick my feet up.
Yeah, it's literally a kick your feet up card.
I love this.
Yeah, it's like you, it's literally the card of watching your money grow. Like that's it. It's literally like growing from the ground. The hard work has been done and you can just kick your feet up and chill. So what this reading shows, and I don't even need to pull a fourth card. This is like a really, really clear reading. Decisions needed to have been made. You've made the decisions. You're stepping into a new chapter. And the result is like a really sound financial future.
Yay. I love this. I love that. Oh, my God. I love that so much.
I love it.
Cool. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, is that
I receive it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did that have anything to do with the question that you had to ask?
Mm-hmm.
Did it?
Yeah.
What was the question?
About this, what this endeavor that she and I just embarked on.
Ooh, what is it? Should I know yet? Or
I don't want to speak for Marcus.
Okay.
So whatever he wants to share. But I can say from my perspective, like, he's very talented.
Yes. You don't have to say anything, but whatever it is that you're working on, the decision was correct. Mm-hmm. According to the cards, it's the beginning of something new, obviously. Like, maybe you had to put things aside in a symbolic, like, the death way. Like, sometimes, you know, doors need to close to move on to something new. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's going to be, like, a fruitful future.
Yeah. It's just timing.
Yeah.
It's timing. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timing is the hardest part, especially, like, with business endeavors. Like, that's what I learned with opening my business is, like, timing is everything.
I know, it's so good. Yeah. Listen, I love this. I love it. I'm so happy.
Do
you feel happy?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
My nerves have subsided.
I know, yeah. I can tell. Yeah. You like feel good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I grew.
No, because I am in his ear, like, you're so talented, and he is. And like, he's like, it's all good. Like, I think that was really good.
Thanks.
Are we good? Yeah, okay. All right. She's going to do mine next. I'm so nervous. Do you have any questions for her?
Does that sound accurate?
Yes, it does. Actually, it's very moving, guess, physically. Definitely motivating to kind of give me the more of a push and also understanding and clear direction on things, how things are looking.
He's going to make some decisions, new business endeavors, and he's going to be stacked. And like, just for like perspective in his own path, like, he's just like, this guy has so many certifications and so many different accolades and things, and like, I don't think there's anywhere like, it's so many, you know, it's like a book of them. So I'm always like in his ear, like,
yeah, but it's just timing.
Yeah, it's just correct.
Timing. That's it.
Oh, I'm happy.
The resources are there. It's just the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, like I said, like, timing really is everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you were moved.
Yeah,
like,
I was moved. Yeah, at first I was like, oh shit, you know, but then it's like,
yeah,
I feel it now. I get it now.
Yeah. Cool. I'm so glad.
The death card scared me.
That was good.
Yay.
I really felt it.
Oh, that's good.
Yay. Tarot brings us all together.
It does. It's so good. Yeah. I'm so happy. That was a good read.
That's different.
The death card different. Made me nervous. I was like,
it always makes the death card and the devil card. Every time these two cards come up in a reading, people like shit their pants a little bit. Those are easily like my two favorite cards to pull because they really are not scary. Sometimes they're like just a reminder of like new phases. The devil card can be a little weird. That card has to do with vices and kind of like breaking yourself from shackles of poor habits, but it's never like a death sentence or anything like that. Tarot is like usually a help rather than a hindrance. Aww. For sure.
You're the best. I'm so glad.
It definitely was a decision that was made, and definitely a new beginning is going to happen, and you pretty much gave me the end result.
Yay.
And I really appreciate that.
That's so
very reassuring.
Cool.
Very reassuring.
That makes me so happy.
Yay.
You ready?
Can I sit here or you want me to move?
You can, if you want to stay there, you totally can.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't mess up.
I can just pass you the cards.
Mojo, or are you good? Okay.
Unless you want to come snuggle with me, you can.
Yeah, come snuggle. Come snuggle. Okay.
I feel like you should.
Yeah. It was good.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, right? That's good.
That
yay, I'm so happy for you.
Right. Awesome.
So, and then, okay, yeah. So that gives me confirmation when I'm always in his ear. I'm sure you want to block me some days.
So I'm going to go back to my little ritual. I'm going to light my sage. And I'm going to create a clean slate for us.
You smell the sage?
Oh, that's good because the studio smells like turkey sandwich for some reason.
Yo.
When I walked in, I was like, who did this?
It smells so bad.
Why does it have a funk some days? I don't know. Bro, cheese and banana bread. We got cheese and banana bread.
Y'all, listen, I don't know what y'all had going on here earlier. I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah.
I see why there's goat cheese and fucking frog legs and.
Yeah, it took me out. I had to take a nap in my
room. She said. Oh my god!
I couldn't say.
She slept in the parking lot at school. At one point, she's like, "I can't type anymore."
Damn.
Shut up. Yeah. And by the way, that was at like 10 a.m. So, okay.
Not the 10 a.m. THC thing.
Yes. Listen, okay.
Get some weird stuff.
I was like, I know you. I remember.
Do I shuffle? I don't shuffle, right? I just
you, can, you actually can if you want.
Good, because I'm a fidgeter.
So this is your this is your moment with the cards. You absolutely can shuffle the deck if you want.
I know what I want to know.
I didn't want to shuffle the deck. I wanted the most, you know.
That's the thing too. Is like the moment you have with your with the deck can be your moment. So if stillness is what you crave, with the deck.
No,
be still. The opposite. And if shuffling is what you need. Shuffle. Man. You walked in and I was like, I've read your cards before. Yeah. I know that I have.
Yo, Chrissy got me through some freaking weird dark times for sure.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
I think so.
So do you want to ask a question aloud or do you want to go blind like we just did?
I want to ask a question, I think.
Drum roll.
Okay. Well, I want to know about, like, my like, do I have, a dating life? Like, where'd it go? What happened? Yeah, like, a relationship.
So what we can do is... So,
is there any hope for me, ever?
So as I shuffle the deck, I'm going to shuffle with the intention to pull that out.
Okay.
Sometimes the deck doesn't answer that doesn't answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe you should ask a more specific question. That's a yes or no.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, yes or no questions for the deck, because these cards are super nuanced,
okay,
right?
Okay. Will I ever have, like, real love?
That's still a yes or no.
Yes, that's a yes or no. That's better, right? You told me yes or no.
Not a yes or no. So maybe it's like, where will my love life end up? Like, so
we're open. What if it's, like, on the side of fucking I-95, though?
But we can go in as, like... what does your love life look like?
Okay, yeah, well, it's non-existent. You're not gonna have a card to pull
in the future.
okay.
Say, like, what is your love life?
What will my love like look like in the future?
How will our love life end up?
What I'm gonna
there
do
you go.
I'm gonna that's gonna be the energy going into the reading. And as you know, I don't sugarcoat my readings.
Marcus, I'm scared.
Don't be afraid.
But what all that also means is if I pull this reading and it doesn't make sense for that question. I'm going to just read it how I see it. I'm not going to read it and be like, oh, like,
hold me.
This is what scared. This is. So I'm going scared. To go in.
You should just say, man, when my boo going to come pick me up and ride me off in the sunset?
Marky Mark.
I'm going to go in hoping that we get that.
Do you have any hope for me?
I have hope for you.
You do? That's so nice of you. Okay. I appreciate that so much. Dun, dun, dun.
Look at this.
You know, we're holding pinkies. Okay,
you gotta get a picture of this
before. That is an intimate connection right there.
It's the pinky roll.
Amen.
I'm peeking. What do we do? Oh, no.
She's about to pee on herself.
She's still shuffling. What does that mean?
I might shuffle for a while. No, you can chat. No. Oh, so fun. Not the side eye.
Yes, side eye her for me, please. Hold me.
I promise. I'm going as fast as I can.
No, it's okay.
No. Take your time.
Marcus said we have to find a good suitor.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to pull three cards. And like I said, if I feel called to pull one more, I will. But I always start with these small readings with three.
Okay.
All right. We're looking for love life. And I'm just going to read, all right? Here we go.
Okay.
We're beginning with that same card that we pulled the last time.
For me again?
But we're already getting some motion cards here. Okay.
Motion?
Emotion.
Oh. I thought I had motion. I was like, damn.
You got some motion, huh?
I got motion somewhere.
Like I mentioned before, if the reading didn't come out right away as some sort of like emotional reading that had to do with love life, I wasn't going to like be like bullshit and be like, oh, like this is love life.
Yeah, we know. We remember what happened last time. That's how don't worry.
It's not jumping out to me right away as love life based. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to just give you the reading at face value as how I see
just
it.
Just go, yep.
And you just let me know if by the end of this resonates with you. Because it's not jumping out right away as love life based. However, the reading still might resonate with
you. It's probably actually still right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I got my head down and I'm, yeah, I understand. Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's go.
What's funny is we're beginning with the card that we ended with his reading, which is that place of financial fruitfulness.
Okay.
And that's the first card that we pulled. So we're beginning with that theme right off the bat. So I know you, like, very mildly, but still, like, I know you're a queen that, like, sits on your throne of, like, slayness.
Thank
like,
you.
You're a business owner. Like, when I actually, like, think of you, this is what comes to mind. Like, aww. I do think of a boss lady that does have her shit together.
Thank you.
And that does, like, just kind of have that energy of kicking your feet up, like he said. And so that's kind of the beginning of the theme and where this card is placed is that immediate past. So I don't really even need to kind of re-explain that card. We're beginning with the card that we ended
up in
the last reading.
Okay.
As we move through the reading, so the next card that we get is the Six of Cups. And also, really quick anatomy of the deck, which I didn't even start with of this reading. We didn't get any major arcana cards, which are those big playing cards I mentioned before. These are minor arcana cards.
Okay.
And we got three cards of different suits, each of them. Which is really interesting because we're playing off three different elements, three very different energies. Okay. So the first card was that finance card that had to do with it's very earth element based, because it's dealing with the money. This next card is the Six of Cups, like I mentioned. So that's water. That's very emotion based. And then this last card that we pulled is the Wands. And so that's action-based and fire. So these are three different elements.
Okay.
So it's a very kind of like rounded reading. So yeah. Anyways, as we step into the next card, this is the Six of Cups. This is a card of charity and like having connection with others. And it's charity. The way that it could be is you could be the one giving and you also could be the one receiving. And it's not charity, financial charity, although it could be if we read it with that first card. It's like emotional charity.
Okay.
So it's emotional charity and also specifically like nostalgia. It's like when you're feeling like, you know, when you like look back on a memory with people and you feel that like, emotional exchange with people, and it almost feels like that really nice like emotional connection, like that beautiful giving of the back and forth. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not charity as in like a handout, but it's that kind of like you're having that exchange together. Like, that's kind of what I mean as a charity. Like, it's not like a begging or a giving. It's kind of like that nostalgic exchange that you have with one another.
Okay.
And so when I read these two cards, so that's the kind of card by itself. So when I read these two cards together, it makes me wonder is if this reading these two cards together, this emotional connection in this present place, you're pulling this connection, this emotional presence from the workplace. So as I continue this reading, as I move forward into the next card, the setting, the context of this emotional place, this emotional nostalgia that we're speaking of, is coming from the workplace. Like, maybe this person that we're calling in this reading is related to your work. So maybe it's you, maybe it's your kids that you work with in the workplace. Like, that's kind of who...
I'm going to tell you where it's coming from when you're done, but you're right.
That's what I'm saying is, like, sometimes when
you're 100%
I don't know what's happening in your life, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, that's real deal.
Yeah.
So cool. So far it's resonating with you. And then this is where we move into this last card. And again, this to me, as I speak this, I don't know what's happening in your life, but this is going to be like a big something. So I don't know what this something is, but this is what this is. So this is the King of Wands. The suit of wands has to do with taking action and making decisions.
Okay.
The King of Wands. So like I mentioned before, these suits are split into four suits, just like a regular playing deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And there's court cards, like a regular suit of cards would be in. So there's like the ace, the king, and the queen, like a regular playing deck of cards would be.
Okay.
And sorry, this is a lot of information, but I feel like it's kind of relevant.
Interesting, yeah.
And so this is the King of Wands. So if we think about the two polar energies of a king and a queen, there is the Queen of Wands and there is the King of Wands. And so if we thought of what the Queen of Wands would be, the Queen of Wands would be someone that sat in her throne and made decisions from a place of intuition, who made decisions from a place of softness, who made decisions from a more maternal place. Mm-hmm. But we didn't pull that card.
Okay.
We pulled the King of Wands. This is someone that makes decisions from the place of a more masculine place. Mm-hmm. And I would say that you have like that kind of masculine.
No, it's fun. It's fine. Yeah.
And I mean that in a really flattering way.
Yes.
Like you're a boss.
Yeah. Right? I get shit done. 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they're not someone that necessarily makes passive decisions that the Queen of Wands might. Mm. So it's someone that makes decisions, logically, right? There's someone that makes decisions without batting an eye. There's someone that makes decisions
that's me,
strongly,
100%,
correctly. Like they don't need to consult other people, like they just get shit done.
Yeah,
in essence. And so that's what that card means by itself. And so when we take this card by itself and then incorporate it into the rest of the reading, I don't personally know what that means for myself as I'm reading it, but for you, it might mean something.
Yeah.
As you look at this emotional connection that you have with this person,
yeah,
that is probably related to your business in some sort of way.
Yeah, you're good. Because I threw you for a wild card. I'm not going to lie. I kind of set you up.
This person that this reading is referring to,
yeah,
is going to be a catalyst in this really big decision that,
yeah,
you're going to be needing to make.
Yes.
And so there is a decision that you're moving forward into that you're already naturally good at making this decision.
Yeah.
They are going to be a player in you making this decision. But you're already really good at making decisions. You kind of are the King of Wands anyway, but they're in your future. You are going to be making a decision. And it's going to be related to whomever this person is that you, mm-hmm, share this kind of like nostalgic, mutual, like,
yeah,
charitable relationship with that's, yes, based in this kind of like workplace environment.
Damn, that's good. All right, that's good. So, okay, I'm going to put you on game because you know what? I'm not actually looking for a relationship. I ain't worried about my love life. Like, I think, is it going to happen? Maybe. But I am so focused right now on the business, mm-hmm, and off late, especially, I would say, like, in the last year. Like, there is no one else to make some of the decisions that I have to make on a day-to-day. Like, large corporations, organizations come to me, mm-hmm, to make decisions on, yeah, their behalf, you know? And I have gotten very good at standing in my own. Like, I made the decision and I stand on it, you know? And in that, where my mindset is and why I haven't really been, like, looking for anything is because you know, I am so laser focused. It's not, for me, it's not just the business. It's bigger than me. It's them. You know, I've known Jenna Lee since I was 14 years old. These are my kids. Like, I am trying to get as far as I can get to make that their beginning line. Like, they deserve so much. We all deserve more, but like, they definitely do. So I am, you know, I am working and I'm just, it's in a way that's so intentional right now. And focused on their future as well. So it's not just me, you, mm-hmm, know. I don't even want it for myself the way I want it for them. I don't care about me the way I care about them. And like right now I'm making a decision for my son, you know, to set him up, mm-hmm, for, you know, to keep the businesses going. And like, but when I tell you everything that I'm doing, I mean, oh my God, that's the reason. Like, I worry more about them. So that's the nostalgia. I think about our journey. You know, she put her faith in me. I'm like, hey, can you come help me at the business? And she did. Thank God for her. We wouldn't be where we are. She came home, you know, they saw something in me when I didn't see it. So now it's my turn. I have to do this for them, you know, for Nick Hill. Possibly Duck, if you don't get your shit together, that's on camera, okay? No, I'm just joking. Mm. But like, yeah, no, it's just, it's so much bigger than me. And, in fact, I met somebody this week. This guy is trying to sell me his services. You know, I'm a business coach. So he said, I help keep people motivated and keep their head in the game. I was like, I would never need that. You would never hold me more, right, accountable than I'll hold me accountable. Absolutely. Because it's bigger than me. Like, it's bigger than, mm-hmm, me. I'm trying to tell you, like, I just had this shift. I don't want it for me anymore. It's like, I don't. And for that, you'll never make, I'm like, I'm not stopping for, I know exactly what needs to happen. You know, I have it all in my mind, and I'm laser
energy like that.
Is yeah. See.
So do you know who this person is?
It's them. It's a collective. Yes, it's them. It's the journey. So Nikhil now, you know, is stepping into his own, yes. You know, I'm bringing him in on some of the finances and accounting mm-hmm. decisions. And Davey, look, she's doing her thing. Big things, yeah. So it's like, it's all of them. Before I felt a different type of pressure, you know, to like, I just had to make sure that I got everyone paid and this and that. I don't think like that anymore. I'm like, I got to get them their own legacy. They need their own future. I like, even for her, I've done some things over the last 2 weeks to ensure just, you know, just longevity. So if something happens, like, she's going to be okay too. I want them to have it on their own. I don't want them dependent on me. You know, they've got to have it on their own too. So I know exactly what that is. And I'm so laser focused. So I know. So I set you up a little every now and then. I think, wonder if any guy will ever like me because I'm so busy. I don't pay attention to nobody. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, he was hitting on you. Honestly, fucking don't even tell.
Just by knowing her.
I don't even know.
Just by just meeting her. It's like, I don't think she can ever switch.
Yeah.
I can't see her in a place of like calm.
Yeah. That's been my nature my whole life.
I can never see her on the beach with her feet up. Sipping a pina colada. I don't see it.
I do. Yeah, I do. But I have, once all my stuff, like if I know my things are done, like it's not that I don't have like an on-off switch or have a balance. I could have that and I do have it. But I'm in this season right now where it's like, look, to be honest with you too, the economy is a bitch. I feel like I am like intersecting with that at all times. So I'm trying to outwork that for everybody. So we're going after bigger contracts, which means we have to put in a lot of work up front to get them, you know, and we're going after these, I'm investing in new tools to make us more sustainable. Like, so that's what has to happen. But you know, for right now, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make sure they're okay. For as long as God's going to keep me on this earth. And then I got about 5 more years. And then you guys, hopefully y'all, it's great and everybody's great. And then I can chill out. Yeah. No, then I'm going to the beach with a pina colada. I don't kick my feet up.
I'm not saying, oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 100 times a day.
Oh, shit.
Marcus is opposite of me. He's so chill.
Yeah. Yeah. You have really chill energy.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, I probably annoy him. I don't know. If he doesn't answer me quick enough, I'm, like, calling him.
He said, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. My life is so, you know, is you know, I believe in simplicity. That's just it.
It's the opposite of me.
I learned simplicity at a very young age. That was kind of, like, drilled into me by my mom. Simplicity, and also, you know, working at, you know, SWA,
mm-hmm.
there ain't nothing much to do but, you know, get up in the morning and go get it. And that's it.
Yesterday, so, I talked his whole year off and told him my entire day while he stared at the computer on the FaceTime was on. I was like, and then I dropped my bag, all my stuff spilled out, and it was out of order. And then I broke a nail, and then I did this.
And she showed me her nail, and I got it fixed.
I feel like I'm a combination of like the two of you on any given day. Like,
yeah, probably.
That like brings me down to your level, and then like an hour later, I'm like,
yeah, that's me. I'm here, and I'm Ruben. You know what? Even William today, he told me, and William, People of Purpose, that's my boy. He told me today, I make him nervous. He said, I got to go smoke cigar before I sit next to you. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And also last week I put the hurricane shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's like, are we going to be okay? Like, oh my God, do we need gas? Like,
she
no.
She would not listen that it was not coming.
I said, it's just going to get some winds, you know, a couple leaves on the ground, but no real damage. Then oh I get a picture. God. They at the fucking, they got four wheelers and some other shit in gas. But, like they about to leave.
Up in North
yeah, Carolina. They did. They really did.
Yeah.
Where can people find you and follow you?
They can find us on Instagram at arcanayogastudio.com.
Okay.
They can find us on our website at arcanayogastudio.com. All of our classes, our workshops, all of our stuff can be found on the website to book us there. We have yoga classes 7 days a week. We're open 7 days a week for classes.
Wow.
It's like a classic yoga studio. We book tarot readings 7 days a week as well. We also do Reiki. We have sound healing. We do natal charts. We really do everything that any sort of like metaphysical.
Recana, Arcana.
Yeah.
Collab.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're on
Arcana House Studios field trip. Let's go.
Yeah. Instagram, Arcana Yoga Studio, arcanayogastudio.com. We're on the Mindbody app to book through there.
Nice.
So, yeah, definitely.
And that's ARCANA.
ARCANA Yoga Studio.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for joining us for another episode of We Just Met. Marcus.
We out.
Yeah.